So we're back. Now we're going to talk about the exact program itself and how you can benefit from this program. First of all, let's talk about the opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity is that ministers with established ministry training and established minister credentials can receive official recognition of their training and credentials and become a credentialed minister with the Christian Leaders Alliance.
Okay.
That's the opportunity.
So, what are the benefits?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the benefits and then what are the requirements. How do you get recognized? And so, some of the benefits. First, there's a membership connection with that Global Ministers Alliance that we spoke of in the last video. You become a part of this group that is global in ministry scope.
Mm-hmm. And there's thousands.
Are thousands, yes, and it's growing. It's growing. And so then you get access to the Christian Leaders social media network is a second benefit.
Okay.
Our social media network is an online network of everyone who's a member of the Alliance is invited to join that. And so you have access to ways of communicating with ministers from around the world that are also Alliance members.
That's really neat.
Third benefit is to continue continuing ministry training with the Institute, the Christian Leaders Institute, which where our homegrown learning.
We haven't really talked too much about the Institute.
No, we haven't.
And there's a video featured by Francis Chan endorsing the Institute in terms of the classes and all of that, that you will be able to watch, or you can move on if you don't want to watch it. But the point is, the Institute. So you've gone through the Institute.
Yes,
I've done classes for the Institute. You've actually gone through.
Our homegrown Alliance members have earned their credentials through the Christian Leaders Institute or the Christian Leaders College. And the Institute is a tuition-free training
organization.
And
online.
It's all online. And this is why we have global ministers, because people from around the world are able to access this free ministry training, earn their credentials. And you might be wondering then, well, take a class and get credentialed? Well, no, there's a requirement that they submit recommendations. Depending on the type of credential they're earning, determines the number of recommendations they must submit, and that is part of the process of getting credentialed. And so, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do. I want to comment on it. We took the historic Christian principles going back to the early church, and we noticed that there was a training piece, and when we way back to 2002 and 3 when we were starting, we actually ordained a few leaders that were grassroots. They did not have training. You remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster because it's like we were too hasty in the laying on of hands, quite honestly and transparently.
Yes. Yeah.
And we learned that, and then that actually prompted the Christian Leaders Institute training classes in 2006. Because we knew and we realized that we really needed to train these grassroots leaders. We just couldn't ordain them.
Yeah.
They had to be trained first.
Yeah.
And that's what these classes are. And we'll maybe talk about this later, but continuing education opportunities for you. So we have so many classes. If you want to talk about matchmaking, you probably didn't get that at seminary.
Yes, or conflict navigation.
Yes, and that's really one of your areas of specialty in your ministry.
Yeah, yeah. And so there are a number of ministry areas where we provide these free ministry training courses that may be of interest to you, and as a member of the, as a credentialed member of the Alliance, you have access to all of our training courses.
Right.
Tuition free.
And you can start a mentor center in your church.
Yeah, that's a benefit. We'll talk about that
one. The next
benefit is that you you're granted and registered ministry. You receive our credentials.
Yes.
By going through this process, you become a credentialed member of the Christian Leaders Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
You become a listed member in our Alliance Minister Directory. so that anyone from around the world can see your credentials, what your ministry is, and that brings us to the next item, which is opportunity to register a soul center. And that, are we going to talk about that here, or are we going to talk about the soul center in a later?
Yeah, maybe just real quick. Yeah. It's a place for geographic registration of your ministry, and there's different types of soul centers, you know, like fellowship ones, and a church is a soul center.
There's a separate session on that. But so you have an opportunity to register, let's just say, your ministry.
Yes.
On this directory, so that you can direct others to that directory, and they can see your credentials and your training, and that is a benefit of the Alliance membership. Also, then you have access to that same tuition-free ministry training resources, not just for you, but for your ministry.
Yes.
So anyone in your ministry can become a student at the Institute, and you can use those resources however the Lord might lead you in equipping others through your ministry.
And the college is mentioned here, and
that
is just like so important too, because this is fees-wise, $3,000 in the U.S., for a bachelor degree in ministry, business, philosophy, other things. It could be a huge resource. And at the college, these credentials can be transferred to like Liberty, Ohio Christian University, even seminaries like Calvin Seminary, Hopes, and Western Seminary. So it's pretty exciting what you could have access to for yourself or for others.
So the requirements. What do we have to do to get our credentials transferred?
Well, you know, a ministry training graduate credential from a Bible school, Bible college, or seminary.
So you have to have that. You have to be a graduate of either a Bible school, a Bible college, or a seminary.
Right. And we're not going to worry whether that's a fully accredited Bible school.
Right.
If it's a recognized Bible school, we honor that. And, you know, this is not a U.S. Department of Education granted credential. This is about ministry. And we recognize that God has schools that choose not to be accredited with the U.S. Department of Education or another government.
So, first requirement, you've had some training. You've had that training, and that training has been credentialed by an institution of learning.
And we want your credentials to be, we have an activity in this class by which you can send your credentials to Christian Leaders Alliance.
Second, then, you must be a minister in good standing with the church or denomination that issued your credentials. And so if you don't have existing credentials, but you've been serving in a, let's say you're serving in a church that is non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
But you have that, you have a certificate or degree of training at a school, and you've been serving at a church, you would submit to us proof that you're in good standing
and that could be just an endorsement or recommendation, but there will be an activity for that.
Yeah. Then you would register as a student at the Christian Leaders Institute, which you've, if you're watching this, you're already probably in the system, right?
And so in a sense, it's the credential transfer course, which is this course.
This course, yeah.
Yeah.
So you do have to complete this course in order to have the transfer take effect. And so you're already on your way in that requirement.
You know, in some ways, these are all these things. And I know from being part of a mainline denomination, the Christian Reformed Church, there were all these types of requirements, and I know we have a few more to share, but I just wanted to kind of break this up to say, you know, this is not, and you probably already know what we're talking about because you've had requirements like this, in some organizations have psychological assessments. You know, we're not doing any of that kind of stuff, but I mean, it is interesting to think about, really.
Yeah, so continuing on in these requirements, then you will schedule an interview with a representative from the Alliance to go over the things that you've submitted.
Your dreams, your prayers, your hopes.
And your ministry experience, your credential, and to just confirm that you've met those requirements that we've previously listed. You'll submit 3 written endorsements of your walk with God and your ministry effectiveness. Mm-hmm. And we like for one of those, if you're married, to come from your spouse, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And if you have a partner in ministry, that, you know, someone who knows your walk is really what we're looking for.
You know, in a lot of ways that this could also be used to establish good standing. Because, you know, the good standing, some denominations have good standing letters and all of that, and some do not. So let's not get worried in the details here. If there is a good standing letter, great. If not, the submission of 3 written endorsements, we would take that as also that you're in good standing.
Yeah, we're not trying to create barriers to the transfer of your credentials.
Right.
What this process does for us, it helps us get to know you.
Yep.
And it helps you get to know us.
Yes.
Yeah. Then the next requirement is to acknowledge agreement with the Christian Leaders Alliance Statement of Faith.
And we'll have that for you. Read it over. Look at it. We might even do a little presentation about that. But this is an important piece as well.
It is an important piece. We want to be in alignment.
Yes, we do.
And so if there are things in the Statement of Faith that are just contrary to your tradition or your background, then this just isn't for you. May not be for you,
right?
But if you are aligned with our statement of faith, boy, we're excited to have you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. And then finally, update your credential status. Once you become a member of the alliance, we have our members update their credential status every 3 years to remain in good standing, including. There might be a continuing education requirement. There might be a class that we would say, hey, we'd like everyone to go through this class when they renew their credentials. And it may just be an informational class. It may be a substantive class. But we want to keep the membership current. This isn't a credential that no one is going. Yeah, I think we were talking the other day about your credential.
Right.
And I'm an attorney by training, and so I have to update I renew my license every year.
Right.
And I have to take continuing legal education courses every 2 years. And we're not talking about renewal of a license here, but we are talking about maintaining your status as a credentialed minister. We want to be in relationship with you. We don't want to just to give you a credential and then we no longer speak with you. This isn't about money. We're not trying to get money from you.
No.
We're trying to build a ministry relationship with a network of revival leaders around the world, and we'd love for you to be a part of that if that's the Lord's will for you.
This requirement is going to become crucially important in the Soul Center program, which we're going to get into.
Yeah.
Those who've had posted credentials, maybe their requirements that they just want to be posted at first, they're going to be posted. But we are strengthening the credentials across the board. But we know for sure in the Soul Center one, we're going to be very specific. If there's a geographic location that someone is doing ministry, that these credentials to be renewed every 3 years is really important, because you're suggesting and saying to the Lord that you are doing ministry at a physical location.
And we want that directory to be current. We want every ministry that's listed there to be active, and the renewal process is one way that we monitor that and keep that current.
So, as we look at this whole thing, it really does bring that next discussion about a soul center. So maybe we should just have a little discussion about a soul center.
Yeah, all ministers that are credentialed by the Alliance are eligible. This is an additional benefit. Are eligible to register your ministry as the Christian Leaders Alliance Soul Center. And we use that term, Soul Center. I think you've described it well. It's a ministry that's happening in a place.
Yes.
In a geographic location. And there is a separate Soul Center registration course at the Institute that you'll want to go through in pursuing that. But briefly, a Soul Center is a ministry that's led by a CLA, a Christian Leaders Alliance, a credentialed member, And there are various types of soul centers. And one of the reasons we're using the term soul center as opposed to a church, for example. A church is a soul center. But there are many other areas of ministry where the soul is ministered to.
Right.
Let's say I have a small group that meets in my home for a Bible study every week. Mm-hmm. We call that a fellowship soul center.
Right.
And there are other scopes of ministry. A larger ministry might be a ministry practice, like someone who's doing life coaching as a ministry. And that is a ministry practice soul center. There might be a ministry organization that is maybe a national ministry or an international ministry. And that's a different type of soul center. And a church is a soul center, and a mentor center you mentioned earlier. You know, if I'm mentoring, discipling young men, for example, and that's the ministry the Lord's called me to, I can register as a mentor soul center. And so we're trying to recognize these different types of ministry places, creating a place where they can be registered, where people can find them.
Right.
And where you can send people to the soulcenters.org website to locate them.
Right. In some ways, it's like the Book of Acts. You know, the ministry to the widows, the Greek and Hebrew widows, was an example in the early church. It wasn't just the ministry of the preaching of the word that the apostles were doing. Mm-hmm. It was actually a different type of ministry to the souls. And we use the word soul because we believe that that word speaks to God created humans, male and female, and gave them and breathed the breath of life, and they became a living soul. And this is a issue. Many people have not really thought about their soul, but St. Augustine once said, "My soul finds no rest until it rests in thee." You know, and we see that's what's happened all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you mentioned that, even the serving of tables. Hospitality ministry is another would be a fellowship soul center, but there are so many types of ministry, so many types of ministers within the Alliance, and what we're doing with the soul centers, what we trusting the Lord to do through the soul centers, is encourage people in ministry. You know, there may be someone attending a large mega church that is engaged in hospitality ministry, and the church is just too large. And it doesn't have the capacity to recognize a little hospitality ministry that maybe one or a group of women in the church or maybe they're running a soup kitchen, feeding the hungry, and it just doesn't fit into the church's ministry structure. And so they're doing it, but they're kind of just doing it out on their own, and they're not aligned with anyone. And what we're trying to provide an opportunity for ministers that are in the Alliance and credentialed and doing these things, it provides that opportunity to get recognized and to be a part of something and not just be alone in ministry. Right. And it's exciting. I'm very excited.
Well, and I just came upon a young man, we're 60, in his 30s, who was ordained at a local church and then moved to another part of Virginia. And he went through our credential program because he wanted the skill of doing a wedding, because he was a youth credentialed minister, but he never had done weddings, so he moved and he wanted to do a wedding in his community. And the local government officials would not recognize him to do a wedding unless he had a geographic location, like where is your religious society? Mm-hmm. You know, where are you affiliated?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's an example where this is an existing minister that had existing credentials that was transitioning to a new community and had no local society or church or something that he was part of yet.
Yeah.
And in this case, he has the credentials. He could have transferred into Christian Leaders Alliance like this.
Yes.
And registered a soul center with a geographic location that then the government officials could have looked at right away.
Yeah, there's so many people in ministry that the scale of their ministry doesn't warrant creating a corporation and registering with the government. And but through the Alliance, We're providing an opportunity for those small ministries to have a place to register their right. ministry. That doesn't make it a corporation. It doesn't give you any legal benefit, but it's a place where you're registered, and you can send someone to look at your directory listing like a government official and say, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And
if
that will often
be
sufficient.
Not just an online ordination.
Yeah, that there's a place.
There's a place.
It shows that you're doing something ministry-related in a place. And sometimes that opens doors for us in ministry. Sometimes it gives us that credibility that people are looking for to say, oh, okay, I see you do have that credential. You do have that. You know, I don't know if, you know, with your credential with the Christian Reformed Church, do they have a directory like that online? Or
no.
Say, hey, there's, oh yeah, you have a credential. But that's what we're providing
right.
Through the Alliance, is that credential directory, that we keep it current, and we verify, even though it's a global network, as best we can, in this type of environment where most of our communication is virtual.
Right.
Through those endorsements and through continuing contact, we build a relationship and we provide that opportunity for ministries to be recognized.
So what then happens is you continue through this class, get your credentials in good standing at Christian Leaders Alliance, and then you can enroll in the Register a Soul Center class right away. So in order to get to a Soul Center, then it's step one is finish this class. Step two, register at a Soul Center. And step three, you're with us and you're one of our ministers. We serve you. You are launched into the world. And then you have all the other benefits, including like you can take continuing education, you can start a mentor center. So really, it's just an exciting time.
Yeah, we begin
here.
Praying for you.
Yes.
And are here for you, and we look forward to building a relationship with you should the Lord lead you down this path. And a soul center, again, it's just a local place
right.
where souls are ministered to.
Love it. So we pray that God will take that next step in your heart, whatever that is.